PRI, Public Radio International.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back in Pittsburgh, Maestro Frubeck, with a program that must be very close to your heart.
Yes, well, it's a beautiful program. I have done in quite a few places, and everybody, when they see it, seems to want it. So I did it once in an orchestra, and now every orchestra wants to have it.
It's a trip to sunny Spain with Rafael Frubeck de Burgos and the Pittsburgh Symphony. One of the most famous Spanish composers of the 20th century, Joaquin Rodrigo, was a friend and colleague of our Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor, Frubeck de Burgos, and his colleague, guitarist Pepe Romero. They're both at Heinz Hall to play the most loved guitar concerto of all, the Concierto de Aranjuez. You'll also hear the Pittsburgh Symphony play the Suite Española by Isaac Albéniz, arranged by Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, and the Andalusian Nocturnes by Palomo, with Manuel de Falla's three-cornered hat. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. If you listen closely, you might hear an ole from an audience member here at Heinz Hall. This concert is presented in memory of Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, who left the music stage on the 11th of June, 2014, in Pamplona, Spain. His last appearance at Heinz Hall took place in November of 2013, after more than 60 visits to Pittsburgh and taking the orchestra on tour to Europe. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Suite Española by Isaac Albéniz, a collection of pieces he wrote over several years, originally for solo piano. Albéniz played them on his many tours of the world. Many Spanish pieces were written for the piano and then transcribed the guitar. The Suite Española is no exception. The performance you'll hear is a version for orchestra, which our conductor, Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, orchestrated himself some 40 years ago. Each piece is a dance and represents a place in Spain which Albéniz knew well.
I try to bring in the orchestra what it's in the music. And I know this music, I play this as a violin player in the theater, whenever we had a ballet or things, and you get the sense for what this music is. It is very beautiful music, music of a young man, of a young genius. For instance, the Coranda, the number two, from Barcelona, I made it sound like a cobla catalana with just wind instruments and percussion. The other one, Cadiz, I made just for strings. So to make a little variety, this Asturias, we just rehearsed at this moment. I mean, it's a sort of toccata for strings. And then the brass comes in the middle, puts its heavy chords. So I think it has been very effective during the years, and it's still every orchestra wants it.
Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducts his own orchestration of Suite Española by Isaac Albéniz. Albéniz began his music lessons at the age of three. He gave his first public performance the next year in Barcelona. He was turned away from the Paris Conservatory in 1868 because he was too young. He was just eight at the time. But it didn't stop Albéniz. Within 2 years, he was essentially living the life of a grown-up touring virtuoso. The next years are a blur of nomadic travel, including studying in Brussels, running away to South America as a stowaway, moving to London in 1890, and Albéniz settled in France 3 years later. Throughout it all, he continued to compose. Suite Española by Isaac Albéniz. Here's Rafael Frubeck de Burgos to conduct his own orchestration with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Raphael Frubeck de Burgos conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in his own orchestration of the Suite Española. We heard five pieces in the suite: Cordoba, Catalunya, Cadiz, Asturias, and Aragon. The pieces we know as the movements of the Suite Española are depictions of Albéniz's native Spain. Each is in the form of a dance named after a place that Albéniz knew well. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos was born in Burgos, Spain in 1933. He studied violin, piano, music theory, and composition at the conservatories in Bilbao and Madrid, and he studied conducting at Munich's Hochschule für Musik, where he graduated summa cum laude and was awarded the Richard Strauss Prize. It's an all-Spanish program from the Pittsburgh Symphony. Next, guitarist Pepe Romero joins the orchestra for the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Rodrigo's concierto was composed in 1941. The music was originally written for guitar and orchestra, full of the colors, rhythms, and emotions that represent Spanish style. The first movement represents the 18th century Spanish of King Charles IV and his court, making their holiday residence at the Palace of Aranjuez. Rodrigo and his wife actually honeymooned at the palace. The blind composer Rodrigo and his poet wife would take long walks in which she would describe what she was seeing.
Rodrigo wrote many, many pieces that were very visual, and his wife was a wonderful writer and a poet. And she became his eyes, and she would explain in a very poetic language everything that she was seeing. So Rodrigo was actually registering many images through the poetry of his wife. An incredible, incredible couple.
Pepe Romero will play music by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concierto de Aranjuez. The beloved second movement represents Rodrigo's feelings on the death of his firstborn child.
The second movement, the pulse of it represent life, and the melody and the harmonic structure and the way the melody goes from one instrument to another, and it goes through the entire orchestra, always interacting with the guitar. And that's all the different feelings that he felt. The sadness, the nostalgia, the longing. He imagines the baby to grow up, but he knows it never will happen. And then he gets angry and he gets devastated, very sad, but full of love. He's always full of love. And all the feelings come together in the big tutti, with the resignation to the will of God.
Guitarist Pepe Romero joins conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. They share a love of music by Joaquin Rodrigo. They both knew and admired their fellow countrymen.
You see, I normally put the Aranjuez in a category that it is a piece who was written against the style of the days. I mean, 1441, when it was written and made. It's a very conservative music. But so is Carmina Burana for the 30s. So is Por las Songs of Richard Strauss. And the three pieces which are really not on the trend of the day are three of the most popular pieces of the 20th century.
Here's Rafael Frubeck de Burgos to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Thank you. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Our soloist was guitarist Pepe Romero. Pepe Romero is the second son of the royal family of the guitar, the Romeros. His father, the legendary Celedonio Romero, was his only guitar teacher.
My instrument is made by my son. And years ago, my father always was telling him, Pepe, when will you make the first guitar? The first guitar. Oh, Papa, that's a very difficult thing to do. I don't think I'll ever be a... No. I have a feeling you're going to be a wonderful guitar maker. And he was always very close to his grandfather. When my father passed away, then Pepe said, I must go and make one guitar for him in his memory. And he built one guitar. And he called me and said, Dad, I found what I want to do the rest of my life.
His first professional appearance was in a shared concert with his father in Seville's Teatro Lope de Vega, and Pepe was only 7 years old. After relocating to the United States, Pepe, together with his father and brothers, helped establish the Romero's Quartet as the leading guitar ensemble in the world. This all-Spanish Pittsburgh Symphony concert will continue with more from Pepe Romero, Andalusian Nocturnes by Lorenzo Paloma, and we'll hear the Three-Cornered Hats, ballet music from Manuel de Falla. This concert is presented in memory of Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, who died on the 11th of June, 2014 in Spain. He celebrated his 80th birthday in Pittsburgh in November of 2013. The orchestra presented him with an elaborate book recalling their work together. It was signed by every musician in the Pittsburgh Symphony. Some of his last American concerts took place just a few months later in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center, where he brought some of the musicians and audience members to tears when, visibly frail and exhausted, he insisted on finishing his concert to thunderous applause. I'm Jim Cunningham. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. Take a few moments, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is a presentation of PRI, Public Radio International.